Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the biggest deal of 2019 for the beef industry. Back with Dan Hallstrom in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Word came this last week that the final step to get the U.S.-Japanese partial trade deal across the finish line and implemented as of the first of the year came as the Japanese Diet, the upper body in the parliament for the Japanese, approved the deal that was cut by President Trump and Prime Minister Abe. Dan Hallstrom, President, CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says that is wonderful.
I personally think this U.S.-Japan agricultural agreement is probably the biggest positive thing that's hit agriculture in 2019. This is a big deal in terms of getting us on a level playing field with our international competition. On the beef side, we're at a 12.5-13% duty disadvantage to the Australians, to the Canadians, etc. And on the pork side, we're also at a disadvantage on duty with seasoned ground pork, processed pork products, and some other items as well. This agreement will get us on a level playing field where we can compete and we can excel in those segments that we're really focused on, which is primarily the chilled beef programs and the chilled pork programs, and also the processed pork that I mentioned earlier. Last year, Japan accounted for $3.7 billion in export sales of beef and pork combined, and we see prospects in the next few years of being able to grow that closer to $5 billion. We really anticipate significant consumption growth of imported products. Domestic production is steady to decreasing on both beef and pork, and I think that the reliance on imported products continues to grow, but preference for the imported products, especially U.S. chilled beef and U.S. chilled pork, is something that there is a pent-up demand for, without a doubt. And on the pork side, our primary competitor is the European Union, who only ships frozen. So the fact that we get on a level playing field with our competition, both beef and pork, like I said, this is the biggest news that we've had all year.
And Hallstrom says it's not just the dollar amount, but it's also the profitability of the cuts that the Japanese prefer.
Not only is it good news in terms of the export quantity and the export value, but keep in mind one of the largest margin opportunities for the industry is Japan. So on a lot of fronts, this is really, really good news.
And Dan Hallstrom says that when the Trump administration backed out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership at the start of Donald Trump's presidency, it was almost certain that we would start losing ground when it came to tariff rates to our major competitors, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, even Mexico. All of these countries have a significant tariff advantage over the U.S. beef right now, and it's shown. The most recent U.S. meat export numbers through October showed about a 11% drop in U.S. beef exports compared to a year ago. We're down 2.5% for the year, both on value and on volume of U.S. beef overall. A big hunk of that is because we're falling behind in the Japanese market. As of January 1, now we have the opportunity to catch back up and compete on a level playing field with the quality of U.S. beef in the Japanese market. Dan Hallstrom says it's important to thank everyone that was a part of this deal to get us back on that level playing field.
USMEF and agricultural industry in general, we really need to thank USTR and USDA because a lot of time and resources have gone into working on this deal with Japan. This is our largest value market by far for both beef and pork, and the administration really has been working on behalf of agriculture in general and the beef and pork producers in particular, and Prime Minister Abe of Japan has been very, very supportive of agricultural trade and trade in general with the U.S. U.S. So without a doubt, we need to capitalize on this opportunity when we have a very trade-friendly administration in the Japan government.
CEO and President of the United States Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, on the value of the Japanese export market to U.S. producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.